This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
And we gonna make it stop. Gonna listen to all these flops. Gonna listen to them all with you and make it oddly sexual too.
Sexual.
Gonna get sexual with you. Gonna get hot, bother with you. With my podcast with the crew and girl. Saki to me and Emily too. And I just rhymed two with two, but still that's better than all of them could do. Hey. Wow. Hey. And here we are, Stoppies.
What's up? We're back in the Thunderdome.
Yes, we are. It's man, my goodness. I gotta say that the sweet dulcet harmonies that we had to force ourselves to listen to this week felt like a gift, truly a gift after what we've been through on this podcast. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Make It Stop.
Bad music,
good times. That's right. And I'm here, your host, Heather Mack.
I'm Mike Dunn. And I'm sorry, Heather, this album was a gift. These albums were a gift to you. I had a slightly different experience.
These albums were a gift to the world.
To society.
These albums were a gift because, all right, we were talking about this off mic, but I too was once a, 12-year-old girl, and this shit was bopping back then, all right? Mm-hmm. It was serious business. I had my boy band, history. I I'm not ashamed of it. It had been a long time before I listened to, speaking of which, we're talking about boy bands this week.
Yay!
Hence our beautiful harmonious introduction with the weird fucking like staccato white boy rap that just never hits the beat. We decided that it was time to bring it back to to a special kind of format that we've only done once before on the show, the Thunderdome. Make It Stop Thunderdome, where we go head to head with two albums that are critically potentially maligned, but that we want to defend. To the death. Mm-hmm. Just so you know,
we're gonna decide which one is better at the end. Which one is less bad?
Yeah, we are a podcast about bad music. We always discuss terrible albums song by song. But I will go to bat for some boy band bullshit because it was fucking fun. Mm-hmm. when I was 10, 11, 12, I mean, then obviously I had to grow up and listen to Blink-182 and stuff and like really
Wait,
like
I still listen to this
me
stuff.
Too.
What do you mean like grow up? Like
right.
This has been my whole a big part of my whole life.
Well, and I know.
I was a 12-year-old boy, so of course I liked Korn and Limp Bizkit and
right.
I still like them.
Yeah,
so,
right. Because you couldn't
we took divergent paths here.
That is actually shameful.
Thank you. I agree.
If you add up the people who have been affected by Me Too accusations between boy bands and new metal bands, I think comes out about even, right?
All right, that's fair. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I think we might need another Thunderdome in the future of just I'm gonna put my hat on the boy band hat rack. I don't know. Fucking I don't
know. The boy band hat rack.
Listen, they had hats. Let me tell you.
I'm gonna put my hat on the boy band hat rack.
Can we talk about the hats? No, it's not. It's true. Listen, they had a variety of hats. They had
grandfather until you put it on the hat rack.
Okay, well, the reason why we have the guests we have today on the show is for that exact reason, because they did not grow up, because they are literally going to see
pay taxes in some ways. We grew up.
they are taxpayers. They
not
also paid money to buy tickets to go see O-Town in concert tonight.
Both of us.
We have some.
So yeah, Saki Toume may bow at the altar of Aaron Carter now, but she's gonna be hooting and hollering for the boys from Orlando later. I also believe Aaron Carter is from Orlando.
I think so.
Every boy band is from Orlando.
He's Tampa.
And
only Florida could bring us this genre. Also brought us Limp Bizkit.
So let's introduce these fucking characters that we have here on the show today. We have Saki Toomey.
Hooray!
Known lovingly as the Earthworm of Burlesque, who is a Boston-based performer, producer, and MC who burst onto the scene in 2011. She's produced several sold-out variety shows, including The Final Frontiers, a tribute to Star Trek at Oberon in Cambridge, and Hometown Brodown, a tribute to Beantown, which there was Mighty Mighty Boston's Burlesque at that show,
and it was
fucking life-changing for me.
It was fun.
A once in future and forever ska kid.
Wait, was there like a Bobo dancer striptease?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. She is also a co-founder of Burlesque Boston, an organization that provides free promotion event coverage to Boston area burlesque and variety producers and performers. Check them out at Burlesque Boston on the gram. And her favorite boy bander is Rich Cronin from LFO. Give it up for Saki Toomey.
I cheered for myself. I hope
you should.
Okay.
Rich Cronin, may he rest.
May he rest in
peace. R.I.P. Rich Cronin. R.I.P. Yeah, we were talking about how like our favorite boy banders, some of them are sadly dead. And also, they died before they could become trash, because a lot of our other favorite boy banders are sadly trash and alive.
I'm pretty sure Rich Cronin was from, like, Southie, though, so, like, he was already...
Trash, yeah.
Almost definitely.
You are speaking ill of the dead.
I love a Southie. I love a townie with a heart of gold. I love Jeremy Renner from the town. Like, that's my wheelhouse, so it's fine.
Like a Marky Mark, except he's real trash. Bad man.
Bad man.
Well, speaking of Boston boy banders, we have another person here that we should introduce. Emily Ryskowski, who is a fucking hilarious comedian, performer, and pop music aficionado who has been featured on the Two Dope Queens podcast, been a finalist in the Boston Comedy Festival, opened for Maria Bamford, and her first boy band love was Jordan Knight of New Kids on the Block.
Then, now, tomorrow, forever.
Welcome to the podcast, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for fucking being here. So, New Kids on the Block, you were a big fan since forever?
Yeah. Since they broke up initially when I was in first grade or second grade. It was a devastating time in my life. But they were like my first love. Like, I was like 4 or 5 when I started listening to them. And then I stuck with it. And then middle school, Backstreet Boys came out. And then NSYNC. And then O-Town, of course. And so I enjoyed all the boy bands.
Wow.
But you're riding for O-Town today, right?
I'm riding for O-Town. I'm super pumped to ride for O-Town, who kind of capped that era. So there were a few, right? So there was the different era, sort of the first, I mean, you go like back, like further back, really the first, like the, you know, really like the Jackson 5 and the Offspring were kind of the first like real like boy bands to come out of the U.S.
Right.
And then later on, New Edition and New Kids. So like the Maurice Starr era. Mm-hmm. But now we're in the Lou Pearlman era. Also, he's the baddest of the bad people.
Yeah.
Pearlman is a monster.
Yeah, really.
He's sort of, so this is the
fucking
we're
gross.
Talking about the Lou Pearlman boy band era today is, and O-Town sort of capped the end of that.
Yes. And you brought a friend with you.
I did.
Also.
No, I just want to say, in your history of boy bands, that was Herman's Hermits Erasure.
Oh, yeah.
And Menudo Erasure.
There have always and been Menudo. Boy bands.
Yeah. Hashtag remember Menudo.
Menudo. That's how they always say it.
Like, oh, you're such a big boy band fan. Name one Menudo song.
I can name one Menudo member, and that's Ricky Martin.
Oh, my. Well, all right. So, Emily, you brought a friend with you today, too.
I sure did.
Your friend, we are so excited to have. She's all the way from fucking L.A.
Yeah, also, right.
I mean, my biggest credit is just living in that city.
It's a huge one. Jenny Chalikian is a very clever girl and generally well-liked. Beyond that, she's co-producer of a show called Romantic Comedy at the Ripped Bodice Bookstore in Culver City. She is also a stand-up comedian in L.A., and she doesn't have a favorite boy bander because she is a butch lesbian.
Well, I just, here's the thing, is I suggested Blink-182 as my favorite boy band, and everyone was shocked and horrified. Fight me.
I think it counts.
In all the small things, they did make fun of every single boy band video that was out at that time, so I feel like it kind of
counts. So if Together counts, then I guess we have to count Blink-182.
I guess. Yeah.
But then do we also have to count Eminem?
Because he's
a one-man guy. But, like, here's the also tragic backstory. is I grew up listening to contemporary Christian music. So if I honestly answered that question when she was listening to...
It's Hanson.
Yeah, no, I was listening to like Newsboys and DC Talk.
Well, so Hanson were like beautiful
women. Let's please go
women.
With Blink 182.
Hanson is the right answer for a butch
Taylor
lesbian.
Hanson,
yeah,
not your favorite boy bander. He was the most beautiful
girl
on the
scene. He was a beautiful girl.
Again, I just liked the oldest Hanson brother, which no one else did. I was like, he seems like
one?
A strong authority figure. He's the backbone. He's keeping everything together. He's a good older brother.
Oh my.
I was
that is the gayest thing I've ever heard.
Yes.
You were fantasizing about
gaze.
A strong older brother yeah, figure.
Yeah. Like, he's the glue of this family boy
oh
band.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
Battling both the media and teenage cystic acne. Isaac Hanson holding it down.
Oh, my Crossy had to bear. No one ever talks about it, but they're still touring because of him. That's
wow.
Shout out to Isaac Hanson.
Shout out. You know? Shout
hashtag
out.
Isaac.
To the
doing
older
the Lord's
ones.
Work.
And the Kevin Richardsons of the world. You know what
Dude,
I mean?
When I was younger, I thought I was like, ew, Kevin, he's so gross. But like now that I am older, he's a zaddy.
He has the best eyebrows.
He's a provider.
He can get it. He's yeah. Like I want a nice father figure for our children, and I feel like he can do that.
Yeah.
Right.
Counterpoint. I saw them in Vegas. Everybody looked great. Kevin was dressed and looked like a children's birthday party magician.
He has a day job still. He's an accountant.
He's got accountant
like
eyebrows.
Accountant, yeah.
Yeah,
he's wearing a long leather duster coat and like a scraggly ponytail. Yeah. I was like, did they get through? Was Kevin last on the line of people to be styled and they ran out of time?
He just loves he just loves no, the spent, call so much that he only wears that outfit.
No, they put all the accessories on AJ because
oh
it was
God.
Just like
we,
just
we throw, only had four hats. AJ needed all of them. I'm sorry.
He was the PSP hat rack, okay?
That's the hat rack. You put your hat on. AJ McLean.
Seven fedoras. Give me three pairs of sunglasses.
I have no idea who these people are.
Listen, all right. So, okay.
Wait, Heather, the Stobbies are going to want to know, who's your favorite boy
band?
Yeah.
Okay, so for me, so back in the boy band days, you had to pick a side, right? So it was like Backstreet Boys or NSYNC. So I definitely went Backstreet Boys, right? And I fucking liked AJ, so I think
yes.
That's
like
the
bad boy.
So I liked.
He had earrings. He was a bad boy.
I liked a lot of the bad boys. Let
if
me tell you
facial
what.
Facial hair and earrings. Like
he
he's a bad boy.
Sleep.
You want it to be good, girl. Get yourself a bad boy. And I was like, fuck yeah, all right. But all also, right. He kind of looked like the most like a butch lesbian. Additionally, is like he was yeah.
Yes.
As a young queer kid,
I think I might be on your side.
Yeah. Now that I think
he
about
never
it,
never wore a shirt that wasn't like a Hanes undershirt.
But do you remember
and like like bandanas out of
yes.
every orifice
when they performed Larger Than Life at the VMAs, and he wore a cropped mesh long sleeve t-shirt.
Right. Which
I
also
like,
love.
I found it so sexual, even though yeah. I was like,
it's
when
like
I
he
was
borrowed
younger,
Britney's outfit.
He was the queer. He was the queerest looking of all of
yeah.
them.
I was
you know
about
what I mean?
To say all of your bad boys. It's like there's a They're, significant. Portion of the lesbian community that's like cosine. I
yes.
don't know what to say, but your bad boy
the
is
the Venn
our,
diagram has
you
know, like really
a lot of ladies' scarves.
Yes. I think
and scarves that were not there for warmth.
like leopard print silk scarves around his neck.
Yeah, your neck is not that cold, AJ. Like, first of all, you're from Orlando.
Right.
So I liked him. I think I was like I just didn't want to like Nick too. I was like, that's like too
Everyone,
mainstream. Dream,
yeah,
you know
I
what I mean?
Was like, who's the handsomest? Sign me up.
So,
which
who was your favorite?
Which one's AJ? Is he the Dreads guy? Yeah. Or
okay, so listen.
Yeah, there, no, it looks like Chris Kattan would play him on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, he was the redhead one. The redhead one.
No, that's Joey Fatone.
Look,
band.
I don't know my.
You should have done more research.
You're
Get
mixing
out of
up
here.
Every boy band.
Look,
right
I'm just. Oh, that one, of course. Okay, the one with the really.
I was a Nick Carter.
The really like complex beard.
The complex beard. If that is
blonde hair, blue. So I was like Lance Bass, Nick Carter, Aaron Carter. Yeah. Ashley Angel, like
wow,
yeah. mm-hmm. I liked a really like
Aryan looking.
Yeah.
Right. Just like the gentlest, like cornflower.
It's funny because right. white Aryan men have been very dangerous right. for a yes. long time.
Yes.
Some of the least threatening.
But to me,
wolf
I
wolf in
them
sheep's the- clothing.
Right.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, like in O Town, too, man, I'm like going to be reckoning with this throughout the entire podcast, but like Jacob was my favorite.
With even the dreadlocks.
I know.
He's like the rocker Rocky. One who wore the Jenkos, right?
Yeah,
he's a white guy with dreadlocks and Jenkos. It's a bad
look. That was the look
on Cribs. His room had an octopus. He had an underwater themed room.
I fucking like was 8 years old.
It was an octopus mural on the wall.
That's great.
In their Lou Pearlman band house.
I feel like.
Listen, I bet if I showed you the picture.
Or an endorsement.
I know. Yeah. I don't. Jenny is totally on my team.
None of those Cribs were like actually their houses, though, right? Like, remember when Ying Yang Twins did one and it was like clearly just like a house that was on the market. Yeah. They just rented out for this episode of Cribs.
I believe that Lou.
Never seen this
made
closet before.
Live in a house together.
Oh no, he definitely did. Yeah, they yeah, all this,
because
their,
okay, he wanted this, access to them.
Yep, he's a scary dude.
He's disgusting.
Okay. May he not like rest. May he,
I hope he's having a terrible time.
May
wherever
you burn
he is.
In hell, Lou Pearlman, for what you did to those beautiful boys.
Can ugh. I just say, I just saw a picture of White Dreadlocks Boy. He looks like he'd be a one-off character in like Buffy or something. Do you know what I mean?
Right, which is totally my aesthetic.
Just he's like someone Seth Green would play.
I don't want the star. I'm an alternative girl. All right, I don't need. I don't need
I like
your spotlight.
That's how you were rebelling.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. I'm gonna listen to Backstreet Boys, but I'm having a crush on AJ. What do you think now, Mom? You can't control me forever.
So you all team Backstreet Boys over NSYNC?
So they both, I think now as an adult, I realize we don't have to have teams.
Right. Aww.
I never yeah. knew that. I always was like, you gotta pick. But no one was forcing me to do that. The call was coming from inside the house. Okay? Listen, baby, I'm sorry. All right.
I think I'm still team Backstreet Boys because I feel like there is more talent spread out. And NSYNC is very concentrated to like
JC.
JC. And like and Justin, I guess, but like JC is clearly should have been the lead singer, not Justin. But yeah. again, Justin Timberlake, I guess, was blonde, yeah, and,
blonde and blue eyed.
And blue eyed.
Well, and JC had that like history teacher vibe that yes. was like, and always
very
had the worst
skinny
stuff.
Face.
Yeah. Just, yeah. Yeah. There's always a history teacher one. In every band. Also, mm-hmm. you when you were saying your favorite of O-Town was Dan, I was like, he's absolutely a high school history teacher. Like, that's...
Okay, off stage.
But on stage.
He's
on
like
stage.
Jem.
Yeah, he's Jem. I'm not out of time for Jerrica, but when Jem's in the house, what's up?
So we're talking a lot about boy bands in general, but let's get to the matter at hand here. Aaron Carter versus O-Town.
Yeah.
Saka, you chose the Aaron Carter album, Aaron's Party, to defend. Why?
Here's the thing is it was very graciously approached to defend that album. I did not realize that I would have to defend it against something else.
Oh, no.
I thought that I was just coming to Aaron's defense. And so this is...
You were coming to get it.
I was coming to the right.
Make noise.
I was coming to Aaron's
You were
going to
put it in the hoop and, like slam.
And
specifically.
Like the crowd would be screaming out jam after I told
you
crowd, the facts.
No crowd is ever screaming out jam. No crowd has ever.
Swear that I'm telling you the facts. That's how I beat O-Town. No, I like can't. I can't. It's like
you have to.
I have to. But I just audience listeners, please let me. Please know I do not want this. This is not
shit.
A battle that I want to fight. But I guess I have to. But like, just know that. It hurts me inside.
This is a real Sophie's choice.
Yeah, this is great. I didn't realize that this one that I've coerced you so much.
I mean, I'll do it. But like, I just, you know, Aaron, to be an like 11-year-old girl, I loved Aaron Carter so much because like at the height of my boy band mania.
Which has lasted your entire life.
Yeah, I mean, but like, you know, when
the
it
perpetual
really,
peak.
When I peaked and then I keep re-peaking.
Re-peaking.
But like, my first peak... like, I loved Backstreet Boys and I loved Nick Carter, but like, I was 12, he was 19. It never could
it
work
was never
out.
Gonna work
it was
out.
Never gonna no. work out. There was just too much the age was the right. only thing standing in our way. Right. But like, Aaron Carter is only a year older than me, so like, I just love, and his songs were like so fun and poppy, and like, they just spoke to me as an 11, 12 year old girl, you know. It was
yeah, and he has that like early Michael vibe, like, you can yeah. totally get, and he was like,
what?
This
he's very
early Michael Jackson. Yeah, like,
no,
when Michael
Aaron
Jackson
Carter
was,
does not have an early
in the sense
Michael
that he was
Jackson
singing
vibe.
Like Candy Girl, I Love Candy, like,
yeah,
these
some
poppy
songs.
Like, I'm not saying he had the same vocal skills no. as Michael Jackson, but I'm saying that he was a young heartthrob that sang very catchy pop songs that were very popular. I mean, this album came out in 2000, right? And it sold like triple plat. Jenny, yeah. with the research wow. here, triple platinum. So it wasn't anything to sniff at. You know what I mean?
And he could have been the cover of Non-Threatening Boy Monthly.
Yeah. Yes. Was that Lisa Simpson's, magazine
but,
subscription?
But Aaron Carter's like the epitome of that. Like,
right.
Right.
He, yes.
Young Aaron.
Young Aaron Carter.
And
right.
That.
Right.
Now
Aaron Carter today
is a
like,
PSA.
He's yeah. He's not good.
Faces of Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes. I will say the lyrical content. There's a huge disparity between these two
yeah.
albums.
Oh, it's like, for sure. For sure.
I felt creepy listening to both albums for different reasons.
Okay, here's may if I may.
So you're defending O-Town.
O-Town.
So why are you defending O-Town?
So here's, I fully knew what I was getting into, and I am ready to destroy this 12-year-old boy. I am
I don't think you can say destroy this 12-year-old boy.
Oh, she did. It's staying on the. It's, oh, we're not cutting it. It's there. We're doing it.
I immediately regret everything I said. Oh, okay, here's my thought on the vibes of these two. One, there's so many covers on the Aaron Carter song, like our Aaron Carter album. I thought I was listening to a kids' bop CD. Like,
yes.
It's ridiculous. It's like right. half covers, right? So there's that. But here's, I thought of like the general themes of these two albums. O-Town was the most like overtly sexual
so
of the boy.
Sexual.
Yeah. Very sexual.
O-Town
like,
fucks.
Oh. Yeah,
O-Town fucks.
O-Town's like the theme of their album is like,
we fuck.
Hey girls, we are horny as hell and we are available to fuck. Spread the word. Yeah. That's
and your legs.
They're
and
still and, like that.
Oh yeah, they've all they don't they're very on their brand is strong and it's fucking. Right. Whether alone or with someone else. There's just very sexual,
yeah,
unbridled
right.
testosterone at all.
Often
times.
Alone they right. had
often
an
alone.
Entire song at, like
often
a theme
alone.
Song to
I
that.
Saw them at the Paradise a couple years ago and Jacob was like, yeah, we're just looking for a couple girls to come backstage and drink beers and hang out with us. And I was like,
there is nothing less sexy than
boy
like, bad.
I was like,
the middle-aged boy bands begging for sex.
The sad part is, I was like, do I think that I could add this to my list? Would my boyfriend be mad at me? Like, can I have sex with Jacob from O-Town?
Like, oh,
so that's
my.
But here's, okay.
So you would pick Jacob too?
No. I mean, if he's offering to have sex.
No, the one I like is married. He was the only one who's like, hey guys, I'm going to peace out. You enjoy those beers and
yeah.
girls.
No.
I got to go Skype with my wife.
No, but
that's
I
a
like
new
Trevor.
Single on their new album.
Trevor.
Skype with my wife.
Trevor.
Gonna Skype with my wife.
Skype with my wife.
Yeah. Skype with my wife.
That's the grown-up version of my internet girl.
Okay. Speaking of what's weird, guys, I have a big problem with the Aaron Carter album and the music videos because the theme, there's a big, Aaron Carter's main like hobby appears to be cultural appropriation
yes.
and being outwardly rude and disrespectful to every black man he can find. Yes. That's like every album, like, oh, you're coming to my party? One grown man walks in.
Yeah,
the
one
only,
oh, yeah, I was yeah. going to talk about
one,
that.
He's the only person of color in the room and Aaron's like, please leave. And then he slanders National Treasure
Shaquille O'Neal.
The whole, it's just all he does.
And this to say nothing of Iko Iko.
Iko,
oh my God.
We'll say, trust me, we'll say plenty of Iko Iko. Oh. So should we get into it, guys?
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to say before we do the, you know, the head to head, the Thunderdome?
I'm telling you, if you got to pick, here's the thing. Aaron Carter has changed dramatically
yes.
since that album, but O-Town consistently wants to fuck. Okay?
That is true. That's 100% true.
Yeah, O-Town is still ready for you to
They're
suck their collective
ready.
Dick.
Here they
and
are.
Honestly, I would do it.
We'll see. We'll report back after tonight.
Oh my God,
Jacob,
yes.
If you're listening, Jacob is single.
Jacob just had a baby. He's not available anymore.
So is Eric Michael Estrada available?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
Either Eric or Trevor.
Trevor. Yeah.
We'll definitely.
If you're listening, just know.
Just
is Eric Michael Estrada Eric Estrada's son?
We hope.
Here's
so.
Here's the thing. Perhaps.
Oh my God.
She gets out her cell phone.
Here's the thing. Perhaps is the best thing I've ever heard.
No, I'm
usually
sorry.
Usually you drop some real definitive information.
Yeah, I mean, look at this Angel Fire website real quick.
Yeah, should we follow up on that after we listen to the tracks?
We'll do that. We'll do that.
So let's listen to the first two songs. So the Aaron Carter album only has 10 tracks if you cut out the intro and outro.
But he's also got those interludes in between.
Yeah, but
yeah,
we're
considering
them
part of the
interludes up against, you know, All or Nothing, my friend.
Can't put anything against All or Nothing.
So we'll get there.
The first 10 tracks on the O-Town album are going to go head-to-head with the 10 tracks from the Aaron Carter album. And then we'll still listen to the three O-Town tracks that remain.
Is that including the bonus
including the bonus track.
Okay.
And
which
then,
they also
surprise, it's also about
second.
Them fucking.
It's about them fucking.
Big surprise.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we're going to each
very
say...
Very strong brand.
For each round, we're going to say who we think wins, which song we think is better.
Yep.
And then at the end, though, we're not going to do the math.
Despair,
we're just going to vote on which album we think is better.
Wait.
But if there's a tie... Oh, there's not going to be a tie anymore because it's five... You know what? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't fucking matter.
It doesn't matter because at the end of the day, we're all winners here.
Right. At the end of the day, we're all like grown adults, like sitting in a room together, like yelling about boy bands for an hour and a half. Yeah. That's who we are.
Was it Aaron's Party versus Liquid Dreams?
Aaron's Party versus Liquid Dreams.
Oh,
started
shit.
Things off with like the title fight, honestly.
Oh, this is,
it's going to be spicy. All right. So
very spicy.
Let's do it. This is Aaron's Party, Come Get It, and Liquid Dreams.
Open house.
Yeah, that's what the flyer said.
I didn't put a flyer.
Well, somebody did.
Then walked in the girl I'm crushing, and the kids spilled juice on my mom's new cushion. I turned around, another kid broke a lamp.
I hope they're more expensive.
They got the new friends. For now, let's spread it. I'll clean it up later. There's honey over there, and I really wanna meet it. People all around, you got to
get it.
Everyone together, sing it loud.
Get it.
Jump all around, come on.
Get it.
What?
Get it.
She's a dominating supermodel beauty queen. It's a Destiny's Child. Just a little bit of Madonna's wild style. With Janet Jackson's smile.
Liquid dreams.
We're in a liquid dream.
Don't touch anything.
The last time that Emily and I saw O-Town in concert together at Salisbury Beach, by the way.
A beautiful blue ocean music hall.
They did say, raise your hand if you think Liquid Dreams is the most disgusting song ever written.
They said it?
They said it.
So they know it.
And they know.
You know, they don't like
it. Put on your rubber sheets, everyone. It's time for...
say they don't like it. It can be the most disgusting song ever.
I know, but
and
like,
they love it.
I don't think that they... I think that they are embarrassed.
I think you're saying that so you can win for Aaron's Party.
No, I don't think so.
Well, look, to be clear to the stoppies, just so they know what we're talking about, Liquid Dreams, lyrically, is a song about coming in your pants to a fantasy of a composite woman of different celebrities' body parts.
Made out of Capri Sun liquid in...
When you put it that way, it sounds very bad.
That's why they use the word morpherotic.
Listen, that's a word.
No, it's not.
It can be.
Morpherotic.
Oh, yeah, a morpherotic dream from a magazine.
And they They repeat this. They chose a fake word that they created.
It's because she's not your average girl.
Oh.
They needed a new...
Why are you defending this?
She's not.
I was about to not defend it and be like, yeah, this is a song for teenage girls. Way to destroy their confidence. Like, not only are boys disgusting physically, but also everything about you is not good enough.
Right. Of course you're not the average girl because you've literally been composed of the body parts of celebrities.
The most perfect parts of the most perfect women. Like, they can't just have Janet Jackson. They have to pull parts
her
of her.
Smile. Which
combine her with Destiny's Child and Selma Hayek.
And Jennifer Lopez's body.
Yeah, like, also, like, where's
and
the
Madonna's
breakdown?
Madonna's wild style because her body's too old at this point.
Yeah, but we'll take her style.
Take her style.
Also,
her wild style.
How do you break down Destiny's Child? Are we taking, like, Kelly Rowland's, like, legs and like be Beyonce's.
I mean, I would say it's mostly Beyonce.
It's mostly Beyonce.
Did they think that Destiny's Child was just one person?
Probably.
Here's the thing about Liquid Dreams. It is objectively disgusting, both as far as the message it sends to women and the content. But isn't it just so catchy and fun?
It is catchy.
I know the choreography. And the lyrics upset me, and yet I know all the choreography.
We just did, Emily and I just did the choreography while the clip was playing.
If only you could see the hand movements that are there.
It's so that era, too. Like, it's so early 2000s.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
VMAs, well, the outfits, the choreography.
So many orchestra hits.
Yeah. Even the sound, even the special effects of, like, she's like an Alex Mack.
Yes.
Silver puddle. Yeah,
there's an Alex Mack mermaid
Capri
in the video.
Capri Sun mermaid. Monster.
Alex Mack woman.
Also, I remember that there was definitely a making the video for this,
and they
made it seem so impressive. And literally, it's just them with a green screen and like fucking and like Alex Mack
in super tight quarters doing a choreographed dance. Like they're on this, little like CGI platform, and they're like right next to each
other. Make the CGI platform a little bit bigger, my dudes. Like you're in charge of this. It's a computer. Like figure it out. Oh,
the platform size was the video limited by the RAM. Available.
Right. Yeah.
The video is like nightmarish, you know? Yeah. It's
kind of fun, though. It's kind of a cool, like, they loved doing like the futuristic looking videos.
Yeah.
Like, it was a quintessentially boy band.
The TLC
video.
Kind of No Scrubs
video.
No Scrubs.
No Scrubs did it a lot better, gotta say. I think Aaron's Party might take it for the video.
Yeah.
It's a little better.
Well, except
put
the part where he's disrespectful to the first black person he can find.
But what is that adult man doing at this party that is all children?
He found a flyer.
Well, Aaron didn't put a flyer.
Well, right. Somebody did. He didn't put a flyer. I did not put a flyer.
But he makes the dude like the butt of the joke, and then he turns. He's the only non-white person in the room, and he's like, "You get out of here right now."
Well, let's not pretend that 13-year-old Aaron Carter was making any of these decisions.
Right.
So, like, let's
wait a minute. We're giving him a pass. Okay.
He's
a child, so maybe.
In his defense, if his parents did not want him to have a party, they should not have had a stage suspended over their pool with a disco ball above it. That's not on him. That's not his fault.
So Aaron's Party's pretty whack. It's pretty whack, I gotta say, as a neutral observer here.
Excuse
I forgot
me?
How whack it was. I forgot.
I think
are you talking about his actual party or the song?
The party actually looked pretty lit. Yeah. The song, I guess, is what I should have expected from a 12-year-old doing throwback 80s boom bap rap.
I guess that's true.
The beat's not bad.
Yeah, the funk riff is pretty cool.
It looks like can't hardly wait party, right?
Yeah,
like
Lacey
Chabert and Seth Green should walk through that party.
It's what I thought high school was going to be like, but my high school experience was driving past the houses where all the parties were in my car when I finally got my license.
And then going to Papa Gino's alone.
Yeah.
But also, to be fair, though, none of his peers were at that party.
Everyone
was way older than him. Everyone in that neighborhood was like, hey, this unaccompanied 12-year-old is having a party. Let's go.
He was a star, though. He was homeschooled. Like, this was doomed
by
to fail
the Carter
from the
parents.
Outset. This song is all about the struggles of a homeschooled child finding friends.
Oh, man.
Do you want to share your tick?
Oh, God. I disclosed to everyone during the clip that I used to have a verbal tick, basically, where if someone was leaving a room and it's like, okay, I'm going to head out, I'd be like, beep, beep, have a good time. And it was so random, and no one was prepared for it, that no one called me on it for years.
But no one says beep, beep. It's just a car beeping.
Just like
and
nobody
he says, have a good time, but she included beep, beep in her verbal tick.
Say that to people in college, and like they would just be like speechless. They just moonwalk out of there. Being like, I had a nice time at this party, but you ruined it. I'm going to be in the car contemplating, like, why did you say that to my face? I don't know.
I think that Aaron's Party is a bop. I think that the funk riff is great. You know, he's rapping about spilling juice on his mom's cushion. That's so fucking precious. He's also kind of creepy and referring to girls as honeys, but you know, that was the 90s. And
that's a 12-year-old boy thing too, though.
Yeah.
If your older brother is a Backstreet Boy, you're trying to be that Backstreet Boy.
Right. That's very true. And also,
Nick Carter didn't rap, though. You
that's
know?
A Aaron, very fair point.
Aaron's got that
he
on
He knew
him.
Better.
Nick well, Carter knew has his
who,
lane.
Who has what on who? Yeah. The lyrics to this song have lurked in the recesses of my mind since the late 90s, which I feel like has to count for something. And like Liquid Dreams feels like so greasy. You know what I mean?
But here's the thing. May I, if we're talking about experiences of teenage boys, one is realistic and one is ridiculous.
They're both fantasies, though.
No, but Liquid Dreams is going to be a part of everybody's life at some point. If you're a teenage boy, that's your reality. This was them reaching out to their male fans and being like, "Hey guys, it's going to be okay."
It's going to be okay to totally fucking like dissociate a woman from like any level of personality whatsoever.
It's okay to come in your pants.
She has a good personality. She has the personality of Halle B.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's
Look, saying everything. She's got the sweetest personality.
Like Halle B.
See, that song is catchy as fuck.
It's catchy. Oh, it's catchy, Aaron, but it skeeves me out.
It's real gross.
But if you were a 13-year-old boy, O-Town is normalizing your experience.
Yes.
And Aaron's making you feel like a goddamn loser, okay?
But if you're a 13-year-old girl, as I was, Liquid Dreams is disgusting.
Right. Yeah. If you're trying to fantasize.
You're not invited to that party.
If I got a flyer, I could go.
That's a good point.
They were everywhere.
I just don't live in his neighborhood.
That's fair.
That is so true.
I'm sorry. I liked how you defended that. You're like, I was a 13-year-old. Like, just for a year, but it happened.
Well, I love to, because like before the show, I was like, listen, Mike, me and you were just going to have to fade into the background. Everyone that's coming is so funny, and let's just let them be funny. And I'm sure Mike is.
No, that's what I was saying, you know, though. Like, he landed a
it's
solid.
Like, this is the one thing I have. I can weigh in.
No, wait.
It's true. All right. So, I don't know. So, that's my thoughts on it. Should we, any other arguments that we need to hear before we make a vote?
I feel like I know which way this vote is going to go. Oh, I'm already upset about it.
Well, you know, let's just wait
let's
and see.
Let's do it. Let's
wait
do
and see.
It. Okay. I'm going to vote for Aaron's Party. Come get it. I'm doing it.
I knew it.
I'm also voting for Aaron's Party. Come get it. Since this is music for 11-year-olds, I'm going to give the edge to the music that's more appropriate for them.
Yeah.
The song that's not about coming.
In your morpherotic dreams.
I was also like 16, so stop saying these are both for 11-year-olds.
Okay. All right.
They were for me also.
Emily exclusively.
I gotta go with Aaron's Party.
Oh, there it is.
I am, of course, voting for Liquid Dreams.
This is an obvious betrayal because Emily drove me here, but I'm going to go with Aaron Carter's.
Yeah.
Right. Ding, 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 ding. How are you getting home, Jenny? Bye. Beep, beep. Have a good time. You're going to see me driving away saying that.
Oh, my God.
All right. So Aaron Carter wins round one, but there's many rounds to go. We go to round two.
All right.
Every 6 seconds versus I Want Candy.
Okay. Let's go.
A cover of I Want Candy.
The one I blame for making me
man, every 6 seconds, these boys are dirty boys.
Yeah, they, listen, here's the thing about O-Town. They want you to know what the fuck they are about. So they're like, just in case you didn't catch it on the first track, we are constantly thinking about fucking. We are only made up of testosterone. That's what's up.
It's, and like this entire song is like an extended, like not even thinly veiled, like boner metaphor too. Yeah. Cause it's like obviously him talking about thinking about sex, but you know, Victoria's Secret I've been keeping and it's getting harder all the time.
Oh my God. I didn't catch that.
Harder to keep the secret.
Undercover. I can't keep it undercover. My giant fucking boner.
Yeah. I know what they're about. I think men should be sex positive as well.
Yeah.
O-Town is very sex positive.
Yeah. It's weird to me that it's this very like sexy music that is marketed to fucking preteens, you know? Like it's a thin line.
Yeah.
I know, but yeah. Like it's like that.
Yeah,
like,
Mike, welcome to the 21st century.
Their A&R's job is to make sure that like 12-year-old girls are getting horny.
Right, but I think I don't think so. See, my reading of my understanding of the music at age 12 or whatever is much different than my understanding. So really what it does is it grows with you and they've
just
done,
like their boner.
Yes. They've done like a very good job being, you know, you just can relate to it no matter what your age. And I think that's really sophisticated.
And if you're a 13-year-old boy, too. you can identify with having boners, right? And trying to keep them undercover.
I love how you're like, a boner is a perfect metaphor for growth.
There's no veiling in nothing's thinly veiled. No. Nothing's veiled in any way in an O-Town song.
They use the word.
Here it is. Here's what we're about. We are about fucking.
Well, Aaron Carter is about candy. He just wants candy. It's just the opposite.
Right.
A song with no metaphors.
Puberty makes
to a
all
song
the difference.
With all metaphors. The thing and is, that, poor ones, and it's a cover.
Right.
O-Town can't keep anything undercover. Aaron Carter only does covers.
It's a cover, probably of a cover, because I didn't realize that Bow Wow Wow was not the first band. That was a cover.
It's a cover of a cover.
Yeah, yes. I didn't realize that.
I did not either.
Until I just was doing my research recently.
It's like a fractal of
I like you said doing my research recently. Like you didn't do the research specifically for the podcast. That you were writing a dissertation about Aaron Carter.
You
maybe.
Don't know my life.
You're right, it could be.
I do have on a floppy disk somewhere, I do have a 500 page single spaced 10 point font Aaron Carter fan fiction that stars me.
Oh my God.
500. Throw it online. You wrote New Moon. Oh. That's a big book.
Like, I did.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I want a supplemental podcast that's just about this fan fiction.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Release it as like a mini series.
Oh my God. I mean, if Stephanie Myers could do it, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
I was a teenager.
Incredible work ethic. Yeah, I know.
That's the part that's
only because
really
the computer
baffling.
In my room did not connect to AOL, so I couldn't go on the internet.
You couldn't be his internet girl, so you had to.
I like how with no internet, you're like, I guess I have to become an author. If there weren't Candy Crush, we'd all be like nuclear scientists. I don't even know the word for nuclear scientists. I'm sure it's not nuclear scientists.
It must be. It sounds right.
I mean, we also had like access to the internet and we didn't end up that smart. We're doing a podcast about boy bands.
So. I mean, I'm here with you, so it clearly didn't take me anywhere.
Yet. Until you make your spinoff podcast and it's going to be fucking famous. I honestly, I would rather hear that than I Want Candy, I'll tell you what, because that shit is fucking dumb. Yeah. My only notes were, I want out. That's it.
I like that he makes a phone call and is like, hey, I'm going out with this girl. Her name's Candy.
She's real cute.
She's real cute. Bye, Jared.
It's Aaron. So he calls his friend Justin to be like, just so you know, I can't hang out. Like, you didn't call me to ask me to hang out. I need to call you and tell you I'm busy.
Aaron Carter does a lot of bullshit bragging on this album, I gotta tell you.
Yeah.
No, I think the intro exists because otherwise they'd be like, what if they think I'm singing about Tootsie Rolls or something? Like, he is an infant. Like, he's not supposed to be going out with someone named Candy. Like,
yeah, so the thing is that, like, O-Town...
Candy's no one's birth name.
That's true. That's a stripper name.
It is true. Candy, I mean, they are from
Vegas.
Florida.
Like,
yeah, he went to school with a Candace, definitely.
Sure. Okay. But yeah, the thing is, like, O-Town, I get the sense that they're creeps, but listening to Aaron Carter makes me feel like a creep. Like, any other 31-year-old man listening to that album, like, does not have good intentions.
No.
So,
and now scrub it from the search history, Mike, just in case. Yeah.
Like,
probably for the best.
And I just kind of get the sense on this song in particular, because it's a cover and it's such like a sickly sweet song, I feel like I'm watching like a religious puppet sing-along VHS from like the early 90s.
Yeah. I want Jesus. I also want Jesus. I think there was a few. There was definitely another song on the Aaron Carter album where I was like, yeah, you could replace like the object of the song with Jesus, and it like, would be like a Christian summer camp sing along.
Like actually, on the water. Jesus shines like the stars in the sky.
This is very triggering. And, listen.
Where do they get off?
Oh man. Well, I'll tell you where O-Town gets off. They are
all the time
everywhere.
Okay, and they want you to know about it.
They use sponging as a verb in this song.
Sponging all over me, leaving a mark on my fantasies.
What? Do you call your dick my fantasy? That is fucking...
I'd like to abstain from this part of the conversation. My mind went straight to the gutter.
The cum gutters?
The cum gutters.
I also love their product placement. Red MAC lipstick.
Yes.
Like, this is what you need to look like, and this is what you need to purchase.
There's also, there's product placement in Aaron's party. Going back to Aaron's party, he put his new white Nikes to the test.
That's
there's
right.
always he product did. Placement right. everywhere.
There's product placement. There's and I, again, I was
sponsor
very
us.
Into
later.
Direction.
Sponsor. Yes, sponsor this podcast. Haagen-Dazs. Yes. We got a shout out to Haagen-Dazs.
Children market shoes. They outgrow them like way too quickly. Not a sound market. Well, actually,
I disagree. That's a buyer's market. You got to constantly buy new Nikes.
True. I stand corrected.
They were also advertising towels on
this. A capitalist tool. My mistake.
This whole genre is a capitalist tool. Yes.
Right. I'm going to go buy Red MAC lipstick right now. I'm just good at following directions. That's why I always liked whoever was the generic handsome one in any boy band. I was like, that's for me. Thank you. Yes. Like, look like this person. Buy this thing. And I'm like, you got it. To the Mac counter. Here we go. As soon as my mom gets home to drive me. Mom, I need to go buy this lipstick. This really gross, over-sexual boy band wants me to wear it so I can mark it all over their bodies.
That was like probably also a sponge literal it. Conversation sponge that it. Has had many times, though.
That's a troubling word they could have used.
Sponging.
All right, so which song's better?
Yeah, we got to make a decision here, and I think we know what the right answer is.
I think it might be unanimous.
Yeah.
I don't know about seconds, you, though. Yeah. You might be a...
Let's start with Jenny. We'll start with...
I got to go with O-Town this time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Babe, yeah, O-Town. I like the 1-2 punch of like, are they sexual enough? You
am
bet your ass
sexual?
They are. Backstreet Boys ask it and then they leave it alone. O-Town is 1-2 punch.
Declarative.
Yeah. We want to have sex when we're asleep. We want to have sex when we're awake. We want to have sex all
every
the
six
time.
Seconds.
God, we don't even eat.
And all we do is sleep fuck and wake fuck.
O-Town's main export is...
And then...
Is
the GDP of the town of O.
Oh, yo, that makes sense. It's literally an O town.
That's right.
It's a town. I get it.
Wait,
now.
That was the reason they're called O town, isn't
no,
it?
No, it's because they're from Orlando.
Oh, okay. Not, well,
I don't think that.
I guess I took a few too many leaps.
I think
is it a leap?
I don't
really?
Think that
it
when O town
leap that I
was first started. I don't think they were doling out orgasms to anybody except maybe each other. Probably, in my fantasies.
Yeah. Is there a 500?
Joseph, there will be
fan fiction.
Jacob's octopus room.
Jacob's that.
Ooh, eight tentacles.
The wheels are turning for the next fan fiction right now.
So maybe that octopus comes to life at night.
Oh,
something savory happens in the octopus room. Like,
you've never watched hentai, clearly.
That is half the reason I said what I said.
All right, so we're all voting O-Town, though, right? Like,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
I want
yay,
Candy
O-Town.
Sucks.
Yeah. All right, this one goes to O-Town.
Yay. All right, it's 1-1.
So let's go on to the next one. This was two, you know, single word songs. Mm-hmm. We have Bounce by Aaron Carter versus Girl, one of the many songs that have the word girl on it on the O-Town album.
I bet you Girl doesn't pass the Bechdel test. It's,
yeah, I don't think any of the songs on any of these albums pass the Bechdel test, but we'll find out.
Both of these songs are garbage. This is a tough one because they both
don't.
They both suck.
I don't. I disagree.
Okay.
We're going to hear it. So
we'll get into it.
Let's get into it. All right. Here we go. Welcome to the party. This is one of a kind. Like a hot
chili pepper, it'll blow your mind. Don't know if you can take it, tonight we gonna shake it. And if you can't, get you in the house and rest. It's like this, we got a crazy notion. The DJ's feeding us a jumping potion. So come on everybody, throw your hands in the air. We're giving it all up, oh yeah.
Girl, a lovely girl, a girl for whatever, special girl, a smart girl, a real girl, I need her in my life, oh boss girl, a sexy girl, a lovely girl, a girl for whatever, special girl, a smart girl, a real girl, I need her in my life, always girl.
I gotta have this girl, girl.
Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Bringing us back. So let's talk about bounce. Like a hot chili pepper, it'll blow your mind.
Yeah.
That's the whitest line of rap I think mm-hmm. I've mm-hmm. ever heard, or at least since fucking Northern States Don't Blame Me because I voted for Gore.
What about the DJ's CD was a jumpy potion?
I must have missed that one.
It sounds like a blatant ripoff of Jump Around.
Oh,
right?
yeah.
He also has another song called Jump Jump. There's a lot of sort of ripoff-y stuff.
Right, yeah. He wants you to jump and slam and jam. And
Aaron Carter is a plagiarist. That's
true. He did not write his own music.
Is that a word?
Yes.
Is it a word?
Yes.
Is it a word like morphorotic is a word?
Morphorotic, not a word. Yeah.
He's a criminal.
Second time I brought that
song. A criminal. A villain and a criminal.
The sounds are pumping from the diggity DJ.
Oh my god.
They're pumping. I thought the
generation
hook
of millennium, we're gonna rock it. So come on everybody, throw your hands in the air.
Gotta say the hook is pretty killer on.
Yeah.
It's pretty good hook.
But he did
we're here to party with a bounce.
Yeah, it sounds like a
disco bongo with me.
Yeah, like a dance hall reggae song.
What is a disco bongo?
It's a disco bongo. I don't know why.
That's not a thing.
You don't know
that. Disco ball above his pool. Okay, he should know more about disco.
A disco bongo is as much of a thing as a morphorotic beauty queen, I'm gonna say. That's not a thing. A disco bongo. What? You're mixing all sorts of
funky
cultures.
Disco bongos. Disco bongo. Funky disco bongos. Too.
It's definitely a hot track to like sweatily hold hands with your crush while rollerblading.
Yes. Well, I mean, not that I would know. But
I know we all were like, we got to do that. Yes, those times I did that. Yeah.
You never went to Roller Kingdom on
I
was there.
Wait, we were all at Roller Kingdom.
Solo skate the whole way.
I was there, but
Roller Palace in Beverly, which just closed, which is very sad. Were you at Roller World on Route 1?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've been to Roller World.
I was at Skate Town USA in Randolph.
Yeah. I was at Roller Kingdom in Hudson.
We were all skating
alone at different rinks at the same time.
And during the slow songs, we were sitting on the bench.
I was eating bad pizza.
Or a slushy. Yeah.
I stuck it out for the slow songs. I was like, I love this. All I'd listened to was like Delilah After Dark. So I was like, this is my jam. Why is Jenny skating alone to Butterfly Kisses? Everyone's
Listen to part 2 of the Make It Stop Thunderdome and catch every other episode of Make It Stop at www.makeitstoppodcast.com or by subscribing to us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.